The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Nedarim Daf Mem Bet. Today's daf is being studied with Shmat Avraham Ben Esther. Hashem Tenechanu Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied for Asher Mashlomo Ben Miriam, Yosef Ben Sarav, Moshe Ben Dina, Gabriel Chai, Shaul Chai, Gabriel Ben Sarah. Inna refana lahem, inna refana lahem, inna refana fata nefesh fata guf. Ruatam kribal abo v'chen yinosom v'namar. Amen. Begin today's daf on daf mem bet. And we are starting from the top line in the Mishnah. Amudar hana'am haviro lefne shvi'it. Eno yored detoch sadehu ve'eno ochel menanotot. We're talking about a case over here. A person makes a neder against his friend, which means Uven says, "I do not want Shimon to have any hana'a from me." So his friend is mudar hana'a. He's not allowed to have hana'a. So it says, "Lefne shvi'it, before the shemitah, eno yored letoch sadehu." Before the shemitah, where the fruits belong to the Uven, they're not hefker. So. And the field as well. The field always belongs to Reuven. So he would not be allowed, Shimon, that is, to walk into the field of Reuven. Because walking into the field is ana'a. It's called drisat regel. He's benefiting from walking into his field. Ve'eno ochel men anotot. Nor can he eat from the trees that are hanging over the field. Dan. Lo yered atok sadeo shel madid mudar asur afil bedrisat regel. Good. Ve'eno ochel men anotot men aperot anotot. Notot means they're overhanging on the road. So you don't have to walk into this field, because he can't walk into the field. But what about the fruit that are hanging off the field? Mm-hmm. He cannot take those fruit also, because bottom line, he's getting a hana'a from Reuven, and he's not allowed. Ubas shevi'it, but in the Shemitah year, eno yored letoch sadeu. Again, he still cannot go into the field of Reuven, because bottom line, the field still belongs to Reuven. While the fruit might be hefker, but the field itself is not hefker. So therefore, he's still having hana'a from something that belongs to Reuven. Aval ochel hu, but he is allowed to eat min hanotot. Change that to the notot. But he's allowed to eat from the fruit that are overhanging, because now it's hefker. So therefore, there's no problem. Gran. ובשביעית לא ירד תוך שדהו, ואי בשביעית נדר לא ירד, וגם אני מפרש לה, נדר אמנו מאכל לפני שביעית. Let's say he made a neder, not on everything, but he specifically said מאכל, on food stuff, שמעון קנה לה בהנאה. So לפני שביעית, before the שמיטה, יורד לתוך שדהו, he can go into the field, because field is only דריסת רגל, that's not a food stuff. So therefore, he can walk into his field during the pre-shemitah ve'en ochel min ha-perot, but he cannot eat from the fruit, because bottom line, it's food stuff. Ubas shevi'it yored ve'ochel. And the shemitah, he can go into the field itself, no problem, ve'ochel, he can even eat. Because bottom line, the fruit are hefker, it's the fruit afki, not eating from the Uven's fruit, and therefore you don't have a problem. Now again, we learned the Mishnah on a simple level. We'll wait for the Gemara to give us the analysis, exactly how to learn the cases of the Mishnah. So comes the Gemara and begins. Rav Ushmuel da Amri Tarvayu. Rav Ushmuel, both hold. I'm reading the Bach. Nechasai Alecha. Okay, that's our Girsah says Nechasim Elu Alecha. Truth is, we can keep our Girsah, because we're going to see the Ran really has that Girsah as well. And it's okay. Which is, let's say the Uven made a neder against Shimon. He said, Nechasim elu alecha. Which is, these assets are going to be forbidden to you. He forbade his assets basically against Shimon. Lefne shvi'it. So before the Shemitah, en yored etok sadeu. So he cannot walk, Shimon cannot walk into his field, like we said, because that's in Yan of Hana, he's having the Risat Regel. Ve'eno ochel min anotot. And he cannot eat from the fruit that are overhanging out of the field, because bottom line is also having a hana afalpi shigia shvi'it. Now the Hiddush of Rav and Shmuel is, even if the Shemitah comes now, which is even if now it is Shemitah, it's going to be asur. Why? Because Rav and Shmuel of the opinion that once you made a neder at a time that the item would become asur, it remains asur even after the Shemitah comes and the item is efker. Again, when Reuven made the neder, it was before Shavuot. Before Shavuot can vow his fruits against Shimon. Now when Shemitah comes, technically it's not Reuven's fruit where you'd say the neder is bound. But Rav and Shmuel hold, no. Since the neder was made at a time where the neder can be hal, those fruit remain be'isud even after the Shavuot sets in. So this first case that Rav and Shmuel are talking about is a case where the neder was made before Shemitah. Now he discusses a second case. Ve'im b'shvi'it nadar. Now let's say made the neder in the Shemitah itself. So then, en yored l'toch sadehu. Well, they cannot go into the field, because bottom line is having hana avdiri satregel aval, ochel menan notot. He would be able to eat from the fruits. Why? Because at the time of the neder, the fruits never became asud, because it was never Reuven's fruits to osed it on Shimon. Because bottom line, in the Shemitah, the fruits are asur, they're hefker, they don't belong to Reuven. So let's get Rav and Shmuel's statement clear. Two distinct cases. A guy made a neder before the Shemitah and all its ramifications, and then the guy that made a neder during the Shemitah. And the Gemara says, based on Rav and Shmuel, before the Shemitah, well, Dirisat Regel is always going to be Asur. He cannot walk into the guy's field not before the Shemitah, and he cannot walk into his field during the Shemitah either, nor is he going to be allowed to eat fruit. Not before the Shemitah, certainly, because that's when the fruit are belonging to the Uven. And the Hadush is, even now when the Shemitah comes, since the Neder was made at a time where the Neder could be Hal, so he's not going to be allowed to eat Shimon, that is fruit, even during the Shemitah, even though they are Hefker. But Sheikin, if he made the Neder during Shemitah, so now the fruit never were bound by the neder, because the fruit are not his to make a neder against Shimon, but the field itself is his. Therefore, the risata regel will be asur, even if the neder was made during Shemitah. Now let's read the Ran, the way he understands Rav and Shmuel. Ve'afalgav shegiya shvi'it. That's the case where he made the neder before shvi'it. The fruit are still asur during the shvi'it. The kasavar Rav and Shmuel. Even though now in Shemitah all the fruit are hefker, since at the time that he made the neder, they were his. Even though the fruit left his domain, the neder is hal. Now this is key. Rav and Shmuel are learning our Mishnah that there are two distinct cases in the Mishnah. Resha, the first case in the Mishnah, which is Hamudar Anam Bechavro Lefne Shvi'it, Dekevan Ashmina, Dekevan Shidro Lefne Shvi'it. The Hadush in that case is Hayil Nidre Afilu Kimata Shvi'it. The Hadush of the Resha of the Mishnah is, even though he made the Nidre before Shvi'it, it's Hal during the Shemitah. The sefa ashmi'inan, and the sefa, the second case of the Mishnah where it says uba shvi'it, the im b'shvi'it nadar di de lo chayil nadar legabe peri defkeraninu legabe arga mi achayil chavish megivara ta'ama, which means according to Rav and Shmuel, they learned the Mishnah as follows. There's two cases in the Mishnah: a guy that made a neder before Shemitah, and a guy made the neder during the Shemitah. It's two cases. And there's a chidush in both cases. The chidush in the Resha, where he made the neder before Shemitah, is that the fruits remain be'isur to Shimon even during the Shemitah. And the chidush in the Sefa is that when he makes a neder during the Shemitah, the field is not hefker. Therefore, the field is going to be asur to Shimon. So Rav and Shmuel, the way they understood the Mishnah, there's a chidush in the Resha, as well as in the Sefa. And the cases of the Mishnah are neder before Shemitah and a neder during Shemitah. Gemara continues. V'Rabbi Yohanan v'Rish Lakish de'amri tarvayu. However, Rabbi Yohanan and Rish Lakish, they argue and they say nechasai alecha. Guy came along and said, again to Shimon, my assets are going to be forbidden to you. Lifnei shvi'it, if it's before Shemitah, en yored letok sadeu. Obviously, he cannot go into his field. He can never go into the field because bottom line is that he sat regel as asur. Ve'en ochel min notot. Nor before the Shemitah is not going to be allowed to eat from the overhanging fruits. Higiyah shvi'it. Oh, but once the shvi'it comes, Eno yored detoch sadeh, still cannot go into the field. Aval ochelu et anotot. But he's allowed to eat the notot. You see, Rabbi Yohanan and Shlakish, they learn it's all one case. The guy made the neder before Shemitah. And now we discuss what happens before Shemitah and what happens during Shemitah. But the neder was made before Shemitah. It was one neder. Reuven said before the Shemitah year, Shimon, you cannot have hana'ah from me. Good. So before Shemitah, everything belongs to the Reuven still, the fruit and the field. Yeah. Therefore, Shimon cannot walk into the field because that's a subedini satre again. Nor can he eat the fruits because he's having a hana. But the hiddush of Rabbi Yohanan is in the sefa. That once Shemitah hits, although the field remains be'isur, but the fruits are permissible. Because right now, the fruits are hefker. They don't belong to Reuven anymore. So you see, the Yohanan and the Shlakish, they don't subscribe to that theory that once you made the neder be'isur, it remains be'isur. They hold, no, it remains be'isur so long as it's isur. But once the fruits become efker, so now it's efker, therefore it's not a problem. And the Gemara wants to say that. B'mai kamei pelege. What's the machlok din Rav and Shmuel and the Yohanan and the Shlakish? So the Gemara says, lema beha kamei pelege. Let us say that the machlok din these two rabbis, or two sets of rabbis, is the following. The Rav Shmuel savre, Rav Shmuel old, Adam oser davar shebirshuto, afilu l'kshiyatza mirshuto. The Rav Shmuel hold that a person can oser something while it's in his reshut, and it can remain be'isud even after it leaves his reshut. He can oser the fruit before Shemitah, on Shimon, because it's still his. And that isud is going to remain even when the Shemitah comes, where it's not Reuven's anymore. It's Efker still, since the Nidah was made at the time where he was able to do it, it remains be'isud. V'Rabbi Yohanan v'Rish Lakish Savre, no. En Adam oser davar shebirshuto l'kshiyetze mirshuto. So no, person cannot oser something in his domain when he had jurisdiction of it after it leaves. Because now, once the Shemitah comes, it's not Reuven's fruit anymore. Therefore, Shimon will be able to have a hana. That's the way we want to understand the mahlok. Now, it's very important to point out, Rabbi Yohanan and Shlakish, they're learning the Mishnah not as two separate cases. They're learning the Mishnah as one case. There's a case where the person made the neder before. And now we want to discuss what happens before Shemitah, what happens after Shemitah. Okay, now look at the Ran. The Ran says, Lema be'aka mepalgeh. Derav Ushmuel Savri Adam Oser, Rabbi Yohanan and Shlakish Savar En Adam Oser. That's why we want to understand the Mahloket. Nir'eli, Da'achi Pirushe. Dishmata De'kasal Kada Tagash. At this point we're thinking, Derav Ushmuel Rabbi Yohanan and Shlakish Kolehu Apirushad Ma'nitim Kaimeh. This Braita that's quoting, or not Braita, this statement, a Mariah statement of Rav and Shmuel and Rabbi Yohanan and Shlakish is all to interpret our Mishnah. That's where it's going back on. Now, Rav Ushmuel mefarshina neked parishit, like we explained, two separate cases. Guy makes a neder before the Shemitah, and the guy makes a neder during the Shemitah. They learned that our Mishnah is really all one case. What's the case? Vechula keshidiro lefne shivirit. The case is talking about where he made the neder before Shemitah. Vekaamar, the neder is a shne dinim yeshlo. Well, there's two dinim that are going to come out of this neder. The lefne shivirit hail nedra legamre. Before the Shemitah, the neder is hal completely. She'eno yored ve'eno ochel. He cannot go into the field because that's isur b'drisat regel. Nor can he eat the fruits because the fruits belong to Reuven. Avad keshigia shivirit. Once the Shemitah reaches, hutar miksato. Part of the neder goes off. Why? Then he then yored betoch sadehu. And he cannot go into his field still. Mishum tar'a akateh b'rishute kaima. He still owns the field. Tama lekamana filo ake pere sharu. But the fruits become permissible. Deha b'shvi'it nafki mirshute. Once the Shemitah comes, it goes out of his possession. Even though he made the neder when it wasn't his reshut during the neder before the Shemitah, that would finish if you eat. Savir b'yohanam l'shtakish, de'en adam oser davar shemirshuto l'kshiyetze mirshuto. Now, if that's the way the b'yohanam l'shtakish are learning the Mishnah, so we have to understand what's the chidush in the resha in the first case. A guy makes a neder in the pre-Shemitah, So he can't walk in this field, he can't eat his fruit. That's not chidush. Which is in Rav and Shmuel, there's a chidush in that case. Because they're learning the cases where he made the neder before Shemitah, it's going to be asur to eat the fruit even when Shemitah comes. There's a chidush in that case. Mashiach, in the way Rabbi Yohanan and Shtekisha are learning, where the first case is the guy made a neder before Shemitah, and you're telling me that before Shemitah it's asur to walk in the field, asur to eat the fruits. Peshita. So the Ran deals with that now. The Ran says, "Vinihid the Resha lo hashmi'inan midi." The Resha doesn't tell us any chidush. The pshita the lifnei shvi'it ena yored ve'ena ochel. Isn't that obvious? The person makes a neder before Shemitah that shemok l'arav hana'a. Isn't it obvious that he cannot walk into his field and cannot eat his fruit? Says you're right. Sfira lehu. You have to say that Rabbi Yochanan and Shakish hold the nakit Resha mishum sefa. That the Resha is only to set me up for the Sefa where there is a Chiddush. What's the Sefa case? The Sefa case is where he made the Neder in Shvi'it itself. And what's the Chiddush that we make Neder in Shvi'it itself? That the field is still Asur. Because you would have thought maybe the field also becomes Efkir. Kamashla know that even in the Shemitah, the field itself remains Asur on Shwan Lashmi'ina dafapish diro defne Shvi'it shayu perot b'rishuto or the following Chiddush that the Ran says. That the Chiddush is that even if he made, let's say, the Neder before Shemitah, once Shemitah comes, the fruits become permissible. That's the point. Once Shemitah comes, there is no. Because really, that's the way Rabbi Yochanan is learning the case. He's learning it's all one case. He made the neder before Shemitah. So the part of what happens before Shemitah is Pashut. The Hadush is when you made the neder before Shemitah, now Shemitah hits. There's the Hadush right there. That the fruits become permissible. And don't think that since he made it b'sha'at isur, they remained b'isur. So therefore, that's the halush according to Rabbi Yochanan Shakish. B'shumahaki, havi sali kadatet b'arav l'shtakish, savi de'en adam osu davash b'shuto, l'shtisu b'shuto, afilu echad amanich. Okay, let's pause right there. So I'm going to repeat one more time for clarity. Rabbi Yochanan and Shakish, they're learning the case in the Mishnah is one case. Guy made an idr before. Now where did the cards fall? What happens? Well, before Shemitah, everything's asur. A pshita, of course everything's asur. The field is asur, the fruits are asur, it's the uven still, cannot have an'a. Next case. Oh, but once Shemitah comes, and that is a tremendous hadush. The fruits are permissible. Why? Because you would have thought maybe the fruits are asur, because he made the neder b'sha'at the isur. Come on, the fruits are permissible. Why? Because in adam oser davar b'shuto, k'shi yitzim b'shuto. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan and the Shtekish. So there's no chidush in the Resha, according to them, but there's a chidush in the Sefa. That's the way the Ran is understanding the Mahlokot. So, but very important to understand, Rav and Shmuel are learning the Mishnah is two separate cases. There's a guy that made a neder before Shvi'it, and then there's a guy that made a neder during the Shvi'it. And each case has its respective chidush. According to Rav Shmuel, the chidush and the guy that made the neder before Shvi'it is that once Shvi'it comes, the items are still Beisur. That's a fantastic chidush. And then the guy that made it during the Shemitah itself, the chidush is that the fruits were permissible, but the Dirisat the regular is still going to be Asur because of the Dirisat the regular is still Asur during the Shemitah. Okay, so Rav Shmuel, the way they learn the Mishnah, chidush ben b'resha ben b'sefa. But the Yochanan l'shtakish, resha's pshita, sefa is already the Ran continues. At this point, we're thinking that Rabbi Yochanan and Shlakish Savre, the En Adam Ose Davash Bershuto, the Shusim Bershuto, Afilu Ech Adaman Nechasim Elu. Which means, look at the language in the Gemara of what Rabbi Yochanan and Shlakish said. Their language was Damit about Nechasai Alecha. Now, what does Nechasai mean? Nechasai means my assets. So there, you could argue and say, well, because he said my assets, that's why when Shemitah comes, it's not going to be Asur, because it's not his assets. He said the word Nechasai. But what if he said a more general term, Nechasim? He didn't say Nechasai. So at this point that I'm speaking out, we don't believe there's any difference in the Yochanan and Shlakish, whether he said Nechasai, which is obvious, or even if he said Nechasim. Inna me'afilu echad da'amar behedya, shu oser otam na'afilu shachar shiyasum rishuto. Even better. Even if he said beferush, that I'm osering these items after they leave my possession. You can't do that. Once you leave his possession, then that is to osir. That's how far at this point we're saying Rabbi Yochanan and his technician's rule go. The Hava Svidalan Haki. But they said nechasai. How could you learn Rabbi Yochanan Shtakish talking about nechasim when the words that they used was nechasai mine? If you want to learn it as they were talking about, even in a general case, then I can explain the Mishnah wonderful. That what? That really the Resha is no Chidush. Because really when you say Nechasim before the Shemitah there's no Chidush. Of course the field is going to be Asur for Shimon and the fruit is going to be Asur. And the Chidush is in the Sefa. That what? That even though he made the Neder before Shemitah, once Shemitah comes, it's going to be Asur for Shimon Tavana from the fruit. That's fine. The Afagav, the Amri, the Rebbe Shekish, the Chasai, Lav Dafka. The Amar Nechasai Bilhud. Even though he said the word Nechasai, it doesn't mean Nechasai alone. Ela Anechasim Elu. The Amri Rav Shmuel Kaimeh. The Benechasim Elu Dino Kenechasai. Which means the only reason you have to say that Yohanan and Shakish were reacting to what Rav Shmuel said right before them. And Rav Shmuel was talking about the case of Nechasim. So the Hadush of Rabbi Yohanan, he was just saying that everybody agrees by Nechasai. When you say my assets are going to be asur to, then you were beferus saying my assets. So therefore, once Shemitah comes, it's not his assets anymore. All the Yohanan is saying that nechasim are like nechasai. That just like when you say nechasai and the Shemitah comes and goes out of your reshut, Shemot can have anah. Nechasim is the same thing. Why? Because bottom line, once the Shemitah comes, it's not in your reshut. A person cannot or say something in his reshut when it comes out of his reshut. So according to Yohanan, at this point we're learning there's no difference between whether we said nechasai or nechasim. Good. So now, that's the way we're learning at this point. Because if you want to say no, then the Yohanan Shekish would dafka talk about the case of Nechasai. Then what's the Hadush at all? There's no Hadush Bechlah, not in the Resha, and not in the Sefa. Why? Resha v'day lo sriqa l'shmina, the definition of it hayil l'dra l'gamre. Which means, and what's the Sefer teaching me? That once Shemitah comes, he can eat the fruit. Of course he can eat the fruit. He said Nechasai. They're not his fruit anymore. Mm-hmm. So you have to say that the Yohanan Shtakish were not specifically talking about a case of Nechasai. Because otherwise you have no Kaddush, not in the Resha, and not in the Seva. But if you learn it like we're learning it in the Ran, that it means even in the case of Nechasim, he didn't say my Nechasim, Nechasim, so now the Kaddush at least is in the Seva. That when he made the Neder pre-Shemitah, when it was in his domain to Osir them, once Shemitah comes, the fruit are going to become permissible on Shemon, because En Adam Osir, Be'adavar Shemirishuto, Shiyosi, Mirishuto. Okay, that's the way the Ran is understanding. Now we can go further. Comes the Gemara and says, so that's what we want to understand the machlok between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan Shakish. It's on this subject over here. Can you be osir something later on when it goes out of the issue? The Gemara says, impossible. Okay. Gemara says, V'tispira. Is that Shayach? Mi'ika leman de'amar en adam osir davar shebirshuto l'kshiyetzeh birshuto? Is that possible that the Shita is going to say that a person cannot do that? I mean, how can you say to Rabbi Yochanan Shtakish, oh, that a person cannot or say things now for later on when they leave his reshut? Why? Imken, what does the Gimal do? De imken. Okay, puts a dollar there. De imken, neflege benechasim elu. Which means they should have had the argument in the case of nechasim elu, vekol sheken benechasai. Makshinan. So that's explaining the question, three lines on the bottom. The ee that we are shtakish savri the en adam osir. If you hold it, they hold en adam osir. Havu lifluge behed ya filu echad aman nechasim elu. Why did they only argue in the obvious case of nechasai? Nechasai, it's more pashut. Because nechasai means my assets are going to be asur. So of course, once Shemitah comes, they're not his assets yet. Mm-hmm. So okay, that's why you could say it's mutah. But if you hold it, they hold this klal. Why? Tell me the case of nechasai. Tell me the bigger hadush. Tell me the case, even when he didn't say my assets. Say even when he said nechasim and kol sheken nechasai. Again, if you're making a klal, And which your klal, that once the items leave his domain, you cannot oser them anymore, even though he made them at a time where they were his. Tell me the big hadush. Because when you say nechasai, it's more understandable. You said my stuff, it's not your stuff anymore. That's why when the Shemitah comes, Shemuel can benefit. But if you're making a rule out of this, tell me even the better case. Tell me the case of nechasim, where you didn't say it's mine. The Gemara has another question. Hatenan, we learned in the Mishnah. De Adam oser davar shebrishuto lechsheyetzem rishuto. Secondly, we have a Bifirush Mishnah that says you can't do that anyway. You can oser something when it's in your reshut for when it's not in your reshut. Detnan, we have a case in the Mishnah. Ha'omer libno. Guy tells his son, Kunam she'ata neheneli. Right? He says, you cannot have any hana'ah. He makes a nidr against his son, it's not going to have any hana'ah. Met. Well, now what happens? The father dies. Yirashenu behayav ubmoto. He met lo yirashenu. Now, what's the case talking about over here? So look at the Ran. He met yirashenu. De lav medide mitane ela mirushate de zachile rahmana. You're right. The father says, I cannot give a hana'at to my son. Once the father dies, the son can get the Yerusha. That's not coming from the father. Yerusha is coming from Rahamana. That's the Torah's hana'at. The Torah says that the son gets the Yerusha. Im met lo yirashenu. Lav davka lo yirashenu. Denikse vadai didehave uchmosh nefresh befrakim del kaman besof dibur ela mishum detana resha yirashenu lomash shedino kishara yirushin afilu lanom nechasim tana sefa name lo yirashenu lomar sheeno mutali hanot mirushato, which means the sefa case is what? The sefa case is, I'm reading again, haomel libno kunam shatana nedi met yirashenu. And he can even benefit from the assets. Because bottom line, like we said, it's coming from Rahmana. Okay? But however, if let's say the father said the following at the time of the Nidir, you cannot have hana'ah behayav ubemoto. He specifically said, you cannot have hana'ah not when I'm alive, and not after as well. So then already it says that what? Im met, now the father died, lo yirashenu. Now the Ram points out, that doesn't mean lo yirashenu. He cannot stop the Yerusha from coming to him. It means lo yehenem in an Yerusha. The assets come to him, it falls to him. You can't say lo yirashenu. Bottom line, the father dies, it goes to him. It means he cannot have a hana'ah from the assets, because the father specifically said, no hana'ah, not behayav, and not bemoto. Now look at the Ram again. Top line, Ela Mishum de Tana Resha Yirashenu. Since in the Resha it said the word Yirashenu, so in the Sefer also said Lo Yirashenu, but it doesn't mean per se he cannot inherit him. Lo Mash, Dino Kishara Yerushim, Afilu de Anot Menechasim, he can benefit even the assets in the Resha. Tana Sefer Nami Lo Yirashenu, Lo Mash, Sheenu Mutal de Anot Menuchata, Omi Kol Makom. What do you learn from this Mishnah? Shamain al Ma'adi, Yachol Adam Le Esor Perotav al Havero, Le Achash Yatsa Mirushuto. Velo Ava Kiosen Nechase Havero al Havero. Exactly, which means after the father died, it's not his assets anymore. And still you're saying what? That when he's alive, since it's his, he can osir what's his, even at a time when it's going to leave him. And normally we say, can a person osir his friend's assets on his friend? I cannot come along and say, Shimon cannot have hana'ah from Shimon's things. Because the whole might come along and he'll say to Shimon some of his own assets. That's what this is like here. Because bottom line, once the father dies, it falls to the son. But you see over here that what? Since the father made it at the time where it was in his jurisdiction, so therefore we see from the Beferush Mishnah that you can osir an item when it's your reshut, even after it's going to be your tzimin and reshut. So these are the two questions that the Gemara is asking against the Yohanan and Ishtakish, the way we understood the Machloket. Number one, how could you tell me that what? That it's you can't, you, that you can, you cannot do such a thing? If that was the case, you say you cannot do, tell me a bigger case. Don't tell me the case of Nechasai. Tell me the case of even nechasim. Well, that's a chadush. And secondly, the klal is wrong. You see in the Beferush Mishnah, you can be osir. So he goes, no. If your whole proof is from this Mishnah, I can make a chiluk. What's the chiluk? Shani hachad's different. Deka amale behayav ubimoto. Over here, he specifically said behayav ubimoto. When he specifically says it, it's different. What's the difference? Ran. Now already the Gemara is falling down one step from the extreme that we thought initially. Because till this point we thought what? Till this point we said, doesn't matter. You can never, or say, okay, what language you said? Even if you said it beferush. Remember we saw the first time. Even if a guy said, I'm osering these items now, and I'm osering them, even in the Shemitah, we said nothing. Because bottom line, you cannot oser something after it leaves Jerusalem. That's what we thought originally. Yeah. Right? Mishum davu kinekse havero al havero. Why? Because it's like osering your friend's stuff on your friend. However, hashta modina dechi mefaresh lishneh matzi asar. But now we're saying, no. Where the guy says a beferush, of course he could do it. When the guy says explicitly that I want to osir my stuff now and then, everybody's going to agree you can do that. So they will take this case off the question. Mm-hmm. If this was the only question that you had, we could say, okay, when you bifiru say that you want it to be osir for later on, it works. But still, you didn't answer the first question. Because when you say nechasim elu is not mashma that you're making a condition of dafka when they're in your possession. Nechasim elu is a stam language. And if, again, back to that original question, if you really hold that what, that a person cannot oser something later on, so lechora, even in the case of nechasim, it should work. Later on, we're going to see a case now in the Gemara. When a guy comes along and says, this house, I'm sending to Shimon, Masha de Gufos shall buy it as Sarah Nafshe. Masha, the house itself, he's being osir, even if it goes out of his reshut. Whatever reason that he was want to have an ameta, even if he's not the owner. Come here. Now go back to our case of Nechasim Elu. When he says, these items, this field, let's say, is going to be asur to you. Koleka de lo pirish pidu. He didn't say mine. He didn't say it's mine. He just said nechasim. Afilo hashi yitzum rishuto lo mashma ela ki yitnu rishute. It's mashma only when they are in his possession. Demai echpat le imetane idach bema she'en lo chelik benachala klal. What does he care? Once it goes out of his possession, what do you care if he has an af from the field? In a house, it could be it's different. He wants to say it's mazal and things like that. He doesn't want the guy ever to walk in a house that he owned. But a field, when a guy says nechasin, what does he care when, once it leaves his possession? Hilka kolecha de lo parish behed jaila ma nechasim elu. Oh, when a guy just said nechasim elu, lo mashma ela be'odan b'rishuto. Okay, it means dafka when it's in his reshut. Which means, you're telling me the case of Nechasim Elu. Good, now I have a Hiddush. Back to Rabbi Yochanan Shakish. I learned the case like I learned earlier, it's Nechasim Elu. What's the case in the Mishnah? Guy made a neder before Shemitah. What's the case before Shemitah? Guy makes a neder, Shimon, you cannot have an af from me. Before Shemitah, there's no chedush. Of course, you cannot have any. Can I eat the fruits? Can I go into the field? Peshita. No, the sefa is the chedush. That when you made the neder before Shemitah, and you said nechasim elu, the chedush is that once Shemitah comes, the fruit become permissible. Yeah. Okay, so that's already a chedush. The only problem with that is, how come Rabbi Yochanan, you didn't give me that case.
Yeah.
How come you spoke only in the case of Nechasai? You should have spoken out in the case of even Nechasim. That's what the Ran says now. The Ran says, Mikol Makom Kasha Kusha Kamaita. They should have spoke out that case behedya, which means all the Ran is saying in this last point over here is that when a guy says nechasim elu, it's also mashma to a certain extent that he only wants to osir the items when they're by him, but not after that. Because otherwise, if it's like he's stipulating, then we know. Once you stipulate already, we're learning now. Once you make a stipulation, it's asur ben kodem ben nahakak. That's where the Gemara fell off its initial havamina. Yeah. We thought that you cannot osir anything later on, even if you stipulate, it doesn't matter. Now we're saying, no. What's that ayah from the son? The father says to the son, you cannot have ana'ah, not when I'm alive, not when I'm dead. And it works. Mm-hmm. After the father dies, even though the money's not in his reshut anymore, the kid can inherit it, but he can't do anything with it. Oh, so therefore we come along and say, therefore, really, when the guy does stipulate bifurush, where he comes along and says such an item, even the Bihar Shekish will agree. But when a guy says nechasim elu is not stipulating per se only when it's mine and even when it's not mine. Nechasim elu means, it sounds like, when they're mine, it's going to be forbidden, but when it's out of my reshut, it can be permissible. To you. And what do you see over here? So if it's not like a case where Bifirush stipulated to be Asur, and if that's true, then why don't you say that case? Why did you only give a case of Nechasai? When a guy says Nechasai, I can understand. Because you Bifirush said it. When they ask that's on mine, I'm all sitting. Once the ask is not yours, of course someone can have an A'ah. But if you're holding it even applies in the case of Nechasim Elu, say it. So the Gemara comes along and says, Mikol Makom Kasha, but it's still a question, meaning the first question. So Gemara has a new interpretation. Ela, benechasim elu. When the guy just says these assets, kula alma lo peligi. There is no argument. Vadai, a person can be osir. Everybody, Rav and Shmuel, to be honest, Shakish. When the guy says nechasim elu, for sure, he has the ability to be osir the items even after the Shemitah comes. And the Hanan Shakish are going to agree to that.
Okay.
So we're falling off that case of nechasim elu. Ki peligi benechasai. Oh, we're narrowing down the mahalukim. Even in Nechasai, you're going to have a mahalukim. Rav Ushmel Sabri, lo shela nechasim elo, lo shela nechasai, adam osir. Which is even where the guy said, my assets, he said to Firuz, my assets, still, if the Shemitah enters, the assets are still asur. But they're not his anymore.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Since he said it at a time where they were asur, it's like a gdish. The Gdesh goes on, it remains asur even after, which is an extreme opinion of Rav and Shmuel, that they're saying so far that you can osir something, even when the guys, even when it leaves you to shoot, even when you said, Nechasai. The Rabbi Yochanan v'shechi savri, no. Nechasim Adam osir. Nechasai en Adam osir. When he says Nechasai, that's already too much. So that's where they argue. Look at the Ran now. First wide line, Ela peligi menechasai. Dirav Ushmuel Savre Afilu Nechasai Adam Osir Vehi Amre Elu. Now, if you look at the statement that Rav and Shmuel made their statement in, they gave a statement in Nechasim Elu. They should have made their statement in the bigger Hiddush, in Nechasai. Lav Dafka. The Pshita Lehu Decholech Adaman Nechasai Afilu Keamar. Afilu ki amar elu en dino ela anechasai, vafilu ache adam osir, which means when a guy says nechasim elu, it's like saying nechasai according to them. It's the same thing. He means my assets. They're not so particular. He's saying nechasim elu nechasai. It's the same thing. Im mishum de nechasai namel leolam mashma, veelu shehen akshav nechasai ka amar, which means he's saying nechasai the assets that are mine now. Which is bottom line, go with the Sevarav Rabbi Yochanan Shakish. Once the Yisur's on it, it doesn't go off. So what's the difference if you said Nechasim, Nechasai? If you're going with the mechanics, the way it works, the Chara doesn't matter what the guy says.
Yeah.
As long as it can be Hal for a moment, and your logic is once it's Hal, doesn't go off. So what's the difference if the guy said Nechasim Elu, Nechasai? Bottom line, it's on it. It's on it. Now,
ורבי יוחנן שקיש סברי נו, דווקא נכסים אלו אדם אוסר, אבל נכסי אין אדם אוסר. ואשתא אתא נתין שפיל רבי יוחנן שקיש כדאיתא לרב ושמואל, ורבי יוחנן שקיש בנכסים אלו מוקמילה.
They're going to learn the case of the Mishnah, not a Shekish Rabbi Hanan, where a guy said Nechassim Elu. Oh, when a guy says Nechassim Elu, so now there's a Hiddush in the Resha as well. What's the Hiddush in the Resha? Guy made a Neder before Shemitah. Okay? And the Hiddush in the Mishnah is that since you said Nechassim Elu, once the Shemitah comes, even though the Shemitah comes in the Futsa AFK, still Shimon is not going to be able to have a benefit. Just like we learned in Avit Shemuel. Once already we're finding common ground between Rav and Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan and Shtakish, the Mishnah now works out according to everybody with Hiddushim. Because I can learn there's a Hiddush in the Resha as well for Rabbi Yochanan and Shtakish. Again, made the Neder before Shemitah. Okay, so before Shemitah, Vadar came one guy walking the field. That's no Hiddush, guy came walking the field. And that he can't eat fruit? Of course, I don't need that for that. But the Hiddush is that when he makes the Neder before Shemitah, right? And now it's Shemitah. He made one Neder. And now it is Shemitah, so I have a tremendous Hadush. The Hadush is what? That the items are still going to be as which is, he'll learn the case like Rav Shmuel learned the case. Rav Shmuel learned there was two cases in the Mishnah. There's a guy that made the Neder before the Shemitah, it's one situation, and the guy made the Neder during the Shemitah. But now there's a Hadush in the case of the guy making the Neder before Shemitah. That what? When you made the Neder before Shemitah, and now Shemitah comes, the items still remain as because he said the Chasim Elu. Good. So this Derech Oveh gives Hiddushim for Rabbi Yochanan and Shtakish, as well as Rav and Shmuel. V'neshar Rebutak Kamashmal, Daf Apin, Shegiya Shifrit, Enu Yered V'enu Ocher, Da'adam Oseh Davar Shmuelto, Lech Shusim Shmuelto, V'sefar Rebutak Mashmalan, Tim Shifrit Nadar, Enu Yered Atok, Sadehu. Good, and the Sefar, the Hiddush is, that when he made the Neder in Shemitah, the field still remains Asur, because the field is still in his ownership, that doesn't become Efker, therefore the Shemuel can go into the guy's field. Which basically, what this answer does, it adjusts our thinking a little. It's coming along and saying, when it comes to Nechassim Elu, there's no machloket. Learn Al Mishnah. Mishnah and Amud Rishon, in the case of Nechassim Elu, everybody will learn the Mishnah the same way. It's talking about two separate cases. A guy made a Neder before the Shemitah, and now we want to know what happens before Shemitah and during Shemitah. Then a guy made a Neder during the Shemitah. Yes. Hiddushim in both cases. Ben Rabbi Shmuel, Ben Rabbi Shakish, they both agree in those cases. And the Braita, we're going to learn now that which in the Braita said, En Adam Oser Davar, that was something we said, Nechasai. Now the Braita is Dafka. When the Yohanan Shakish gave their case, if you look at the language of the Braita, it's not a Braita, it's their statement. They said the words, Nechasai. We want to learn before, Nechasai Lav Dafka, Suadi. No, they said what they said. Because the Shakish, the Yohanan, when the guy says, Nechasai, my assets, he meant what they're mine. But now, once already Shemitah comes, they're not yours anymore. It's almost like the case where he made a stipulation where once he explicitly says it, so therefore you say they're not mine anymore. So therefore, en adam, even which is there is a hadusha, mind you, even though you will save them, the hadusha the yisur goes off. I mean, it's like a quasi hikdash, like it was asur and it came off. Whereas Rav and Shmuel said, no. I don't care if you said nechasa. Okay, what you said. Bottom line, once you put the item on it, the isur, it can't come up even after. That's the way we're learning now. The Gemara, so comes the Gemara and says, Umiika. Umiika leman dama lo shana nechasim edu v'lo lo shana nechasai. Is that possible that you could learn? Now we're answering the question of Rav Shmuel.
No difference.
Could you say that even in the case of Nechasai, when a guy said my stuff, you could still osir it later on? It's not your stuff anymore. Ve'atenan, doesn't it say in the Mishnah, Ha'omer lachavero? Guy tells his friend, Kunam letoch betecha. She'ani nichnas sadecha she'ani lokeyah. What is he making over here? What's the neder that he's saying? A guy comes along and is osering himself beneder. I will not have hana'ah from your field or from your house. Betecha, from your house. Or he comes along and says, I'm not going to have hana'ah from your field. Okay? I'm not going to buy it. He's osering himself from his friend's assets. What's the deen? Met, let's say the Baal HaBayit, or the Baala Sadeh died, or Shemecharo Lachar, or he sold it to somebody else, mutar. Why? Because he said, Betecha Sadecha. As long as it's yours, and now it's not his anymore. He died, it doesn't make a long difference because there's children. Or he sold it to somebody else. But if he just said the house, or the field, so then met or mishemecharo laher asur. So you see clearly there is a difference between when a guy comes along and says betecha or bayit. Say the same chiluk nechasai or nechasim, and therefore when a guy says nechasai lechaora. Once already Shemitah comes, they're not yours anymore. They can't be permissible. Just like Betecha, once it's not his bite, then it was permissible. So therefore, the question is on the Avin Shemuel, how could you come along and say that there's no difference when he says Nechasai, Nechara, we make it the between Betecha or Bayitze. Look at the Ran. Well, actually, no Ran, Gemara straight out. Continue the Gemara. Ela. Final answer. Ki amri Rabbi Yohanan v'rishtakish b'nechasai v'ravu Shmuel b'nechasim elu v'lo pelige. Comes out, each rabbi was talking about a different case, and really there is no argument. Meaning, when it comes to nechasai, everybody's going to say en adam oser davar shelo bishuto. And when it comes to nechasim elu, everybody's going to say they can. Now, how do you square that off with the Mishnah, with the statements? Ran ela ki amre Rabbi Yochanan v'shtakish benechasai v'rabu Shmuel benechasai elu velo peligi. Kelomar. They'll learn our Mishnah be'omer nechasai elu. Good. Once a person says nechasai elu, dekevan de'amar elu, right? Afalgav de'amar nechasai, even though he said nechasai, hare kilu amar nechasim elu. Okay, so therefore now we're playing already in the words. If he just would have said nechasai, okay, that's already, everybody agrees. He said nechasai elu. So nechasai elu is like a language, nechasim elu. Afilu la'ad shehigia shvi'it. Good. And if, even if the Shemitah comes, doesn't matter. Because he didn't say my assets, he said nechasim elu. Let's say that for argument's sake. Yeah. Therefore, there's a hiddush. V'resha ributa kamashmalan. No question, resha is a tremendous hiddush. What's the hiddush? When a guy says nechasai elu, it's like saying nechasim elu, right? And therefore, when the Shemitah comes, the Hadush that Shimon still cannot go and have benefit from the fruits. Why? Because bottom line, Adam Oser Davar, when a guy says Nechasim El, the Rabbi Yochanan v'Shakish Nami Haki Mukmei Lematnitin, and they also learn the Mishnah like that. V'Haki Kamar Lo Tisak Adatin Dematnitin Dektari Da Afilu Giyah Shvi'it Enu Yored Ve'Enu Ochel Mituk Ma'Afilu B'Nechasai V'Tama Meshum Dekema D'Nechit Be'Usura Tulo Paka. Deleta, ela kol hecha delo amar ela nechasai lo mitzere, ela ki itneu birshute, aval egia shvit ochem ratot pakaleu esurayu, el kakvadai manedin lo metukma ela benechasai elu. She means like this. You know, we really have to square off. You have to square off the beginning of the Gemara. That's what the Rav is trying to square off now. Go back to the beginning of our Gemara when Rav and Shmuel made their statements. Rav and Shmuel, the Amid Tarbayu Nechasim Elu Alecha Lefnei Shvi'it. En Yored Toksnu V'En Ochel Min Anotot. Good. That's the way they're going to learn the Mishnah. Yeah. Rav and Shmuel will learn the Mishnah as a case of Nechasim Elu, and that's why it says in the Mishnah that when he makes the neder before Shemitah, Shimon, can I go into the fruits and eat them? Because bottom line, once you osir them, it's hal even after the Isur. So that's Rav and Shmuel are perfect. Yeah. Now look at Rabbi Yohanan. They're not interpreting the Mishnah.
No.
They're coming along and saying that, listen, when a guy says nechasai elu, that's when later on it doesn't become asur. And the Mishnah is not talking about that. The Mishnah is talking about also nechasim. So each one was interpreting the Mishnah, and one was just saying the reverse case, when a guy says nechasai, and the velo peligi. Again, when Rav and Shmuel came into the Gemara, they would say, Amish is one nechasim elu. That's why when a guy says before Shemitah, what happens? Before Shemitah, and as Shemitah comes, the fruit remains Isur. Because he didn't say my things, he just said Nechasim Elu. Good. And by the way, Ravish will say it, and the Sekish Rabbi Hanan will also say, you're 100% right.
Yeah.
They just pointed out in their statement that you should know. When a guy says Nechasai, oh, then already En Adam Oser Davar Sheyatzam Reshuto. That's it. So each one is explaining his own thing, and the Mishnah is according to everyone. Good. Comes the Gemara and continues. Ubashivit, we learned in the Mishnah. En yored letoch sadehu. Okay, the Shemitah itself, you cannot go into the field because the field remains the Uvens. Right? Hefker is on the fruit, but not on the per se the field. Good. So it says my shina de oche. But it says what? But he can eat from the fruit. Which fruit? The fruit that's outside the field, the overhang, right? Because you can't go into the field itself. So it says, "My shena de ochel menan notot." What's the reason why you allow him to eat from the overhang? The perot efker ainu, because the perot are now efker, and therefore efker is mutar, right? There was no problem for him to eat. Correct. Arana me afkera. Oh, what about the land? Which means the chaura, the land also is asur legabel lekitat perot shvi'it, which means he's all sitting the for pickers of fruit, not for everything, but for the pickers of the fruit. That land also is hefker, so the chaura he should be able to walk into the field itself. Amar ula beomdin ilanot ala givulin. We're talking about where the trees are standing on the border, which means he didn't have to walk into the field. You could do it from outside. And therefore, for that, I didn't mafkir my field. Which means, in Echinami, I'm mafkir my field, legabe, if you have to get into the field to get fruit, so just like the fruit I have care, you'd be allowed to walk into the field to get those fruit. Because I'm mafkiring the fruit and any access to get those fruit.
Yeah.
Also, the Chavarah, then if that's the case, why you tell me that I can't walk into the guy's field? You tell me I can take the notot, the stuff that's hanging over, but so it means I can take fruit, but I can't walk into the guy's field. The Chavarah, why not? Just like the fruit of Hefker, the field or Hefker for the fruit. No, we're talking about special fruit over here, where they're on the border, where he doesn't have to walk into the field to get the fruit. For that, I wasn't mafkir my fruit, my field. I wasn't mafkir my field, just time to walk in when you don't have to.
Yeah.
So therefore, in that case, where you're collecting the overhang on the border, fruit you can take, but don't walk into my field for that. But in the Chinameh, if there was fruit in the field itself, the guy would be able to walk into the field also. Why? Because legabed, the collecting of the fruit, in the Chinameh, the field is also mafkir.
Yeah.
Good? So comes the Gemara and says, look at the Iran. Right. The field is hefker legabe the collecting of the fruits. Go in the field itself. What do you tell me? Only the ones on the outside. Go inside. You want to walk in the middle of the field to take fruit? Go right ahead. But when the trees are on the border, lo. You don't have to walk into the field to collect these ferot. Therefore, Shimon, you're having a hanaf from Reubema going into the field. That's why it says, Lo yered the tochsadehu. But if there's food in the middle of the field, by all means, it's just like the perot efker, if the field is efker. All right, so why did I say don't go in the field? So I'm talking about a case where the fruit's on the border. Go from the outside. Where should it go in? Once you're going in already, you're having a hanaf that was not necessary.
Yes.
Comes the Gemara, gives another answer. Rabbi Shimon ben Eliakim Amar. Now, we don't want you to go in the field at all, by the way. In a chinami, the field is hefker for perot. Technically, you should be allowed to go in. But you know what? I'm going to osir you even to go into the middle of the field. You know why? You might stay a little longer than you should. I only will mefkir it for the 10 seconds it takes to take the fruit and get out. But what happens if now the guy just hangs out on the field for a couple extra minutes, whatever it is? So it's a gezerah. On the fruit, what's the gezerah? The hefker, you take the fruit, you take the fruit. But gezerah shema min esteh, look at the Ran. Rabbi Shlomo ben Eliakim omer gezerah shema yeshem ba'amidah u'mishum ha'ache. Afilu lilkot ilanot shebemsa sadeh, lo yered letocha. Then he, the Medina Shari, Medina should be permissible. Why? That harach manafkere, b'shum gezera asur. Va'fagav, the hacha gezrinan shemi yeshem ba'amida. Oh, but didn't we learn above that when you want to visit the sick person, we said ba'amida is mutar. Oh, how come you don't make a gezera that he might stand longer? And we learned that when you stand longer, they used to maybe charge money, and he's being mohailing him the money, so you're giving him ana. Kabe chole lo gazar shemuel, ela shema yeshe b'yishiva. Aval ba'amida lo gazadim ken, letzal lebakeru afidu omed. Hatamanu tameshum, dekiman dederech mebakel lishev. Because then you did a shinui. It's the normal way for visitors to sit. Ve'atam matzlichol la'amod, you're making the guy stand, it lehekera. He's ready, he'll remember. Why am I standing? Oh, the reason why I'm standing is because I can't man near the guy, so he'll run out. How do you pick fruit? Standing. I'm doing it in the normal way. Then when you're doing it the normal way, you might forget, therefore you might stay longer. Therefore, we make a gezerah of Shemi Yeshem Amidah in the field, but not Shemi Yeshem Amidah. By the Chodeh. Amen, amen.